That's impossible. I just need to trust my old skills. Huh? No card in my hand can defeat the deranged rabbit, but at least I can protect myself from him. Defense mode! Now I have two monsters on the field guarding my life points. Your turn, Pegasus.
As you wish, Kaiba boy. Tell me something, my old friend. Did you like watching cartoons in your youth? Is that a no? Kaiba, you're even more cold-hearted than I thought. For me, they were the absolute best. And none was closer to my heart than the misadventures of one tricky hare. I am speaking, of course, of Funny Bunny, such a clever rabbit, forever evading Ruff Ruff McDog and his long paw of the law. Oh, how I'd spend hours watching their never-ending antics and perpetual game of hide-and-seek.
Just make your move!
But Kaiba, that is my move.
Your move's a cartoon?
Not just a cartoon, you simpleton. An entire magical cartoon world! Welcome, Kaiba, to Toon World! Let the fun begin!
You must be kidding!
Toon World? It looks more like some kid's pop-up book to me.
I've never even heard of this wacky card. Toon World? It sounds familiar. Hey, I think that Pegasus' Dark Rabbit just pulled a Houdini.
Huh?
So that's the magic of Toon World? Now you can make your creatures disappear?
Come now, even cartoon bunnies can't vanish into thin air. My Dark Rabbit simply went to his new home. And it's a home that will prove to be the safest of havens. For as soon as I close that hardbook cover, Toon World's bindings can't be penetrated by anything. But don't worry, my Dark Rabbit won't lock himself away in those pages without first paying you a visit. Dark Rabbit attack!
Bad hair day.
Quite a painful chapter in your battle ox's life, wouldn't you say, Kaiba boy? I'd race for your revenge, but my Dark Rabbit's already safely back inside Toon World. Perhaps the next time that he comes out to give you a thumping, you can try taking a swing at him.
You coward!
Well, that's not fair!
He'll keep doing this the entire duel!
Let's see here. I can't attack his rabbit, so I'll just lay out this for later.
Looks like it's my turn again. And my chance to show off even more Toon power. And what better way to demonstrate than on a card I stole from you?
My blue eyes!
Now I'll show you what your beast is capable of under my control. Blue eyes, white dragon, awaken! And cross the threshold into Toon World! Meet the new and improved Blue Eyes Toon Dragon!
No, you've stripped him of his pride!
Please, I've transformed this legendary beast into his most supreme form. Also, I've made him look much more cuddly.
Of all the things that Blue Eyes is, cuddly sure ain't one of them. For once, I think that Kaiba would agree.
Let's see the world champ get out of this!
Blue Eyes Toon Dragon, attack the Root Kaiser! How embarrassing! A world champion blasted by a caricature of his own most trusted beast! However did that happen?
Pegasus, your underhanded dueling tactics have gone on long enough. It's time someone put a stop to your cheating ways. I may not know exactly how you're cheating, but somehow you can see my cards. So, I'm abandoning my present hand. Perhaps if I can't see what I'm playing, you can't either.
A gutsy move. Tell me, how do you think Pegasus is cheating?
I don't know. Maybe he's got some hidden cameras set up in here.
You really think so?
Hey, I wouldn't put anything past that sleazy slime ball. And I'll tell you this, now that Kaiba's not even looking at his cards, he needs to trust more in the heart of the cards if he's gonna have any chance of rescuing his brother.
Wow, Joey sure has come a long way since our first duel.
Here he goes.
I've put all my faith in this next card. So now let it be revealed! Yes, the Blue Eyes White Dragon!
Incredible! That's gotta be the luckiest draw I've ever seen.
I think that draw was more about faith than luck.
You said it, bud. Kaiba listened to his heart, and it paid off for him big time.
Pegasus, your card prophesizing has failed you. And now your Toon Dragon will fail you as well.
Wow, I've never seen a monster go up against a wigged-out version of himself before.
Normally, this clash would end in a draw, but I don't know all the rules to Toon World, so I can't be sure.
Oh, this is going to be such fun. A Blue Eyes attacking his Toon counterpart? There's no end to the zany antics that could ensue from this.
Wrong. This isn't one of your harebrained after-school cartoons. Your toon won't escape this!
Oh, no.
Something's not right here.
Yeah, Pegasus.
Blue Eyes, attack with all your might! White Lightning! No way!
What was that?
That toon just stretched out of the way.
You should have watched more cartoons, Kyber. The cuddliest creature never, ever gets hit. In 3,013 episodes of Funny Bunny, Rough Gruff McDog never laid a paw on our cuddly hero. No, he would try and try, but never would he succeed. Such a clever little rabbit. And my creatures will employ the same cleverness every time you attack. Because as long as my Toon World card is out, everything I throw will be just as hard to pin down as my Toon Dragon.
Kaiba will get creamed if all of his opponents are nothing but toons. This isn't fair. Just because Pegasus invented the game shouldn't mean he can use some super card that no one knows about.
Yugi, you ever hear of Toon World?
Well, all I know about it is that it was never put into circulation. It was too powerful. I guess Pegasus must have the only one.
That sounds real fair.
How can anyone beat Pegasus when he has cards like that at his disposal?
Now, where were we, Kaiba boy? Ah, yes, it was my turn. Now, let's see here. He's folded his hands so I can no longer look through his eyes to see what cards he holds. But perhaps I can look elsewhere. You see, a duelist of Kaiba's experience has long since memorized his entire deck. Every monster, every card. So I don't need to look through his eyes to see what cards he keeps. I simply need to look through his mind. I'll play this. A new addition to Toon World. The Shine Palace. Luminous, isn't it? And it makes for quite a handy plot twist. You see, the Shine Palace raises my Toon Dragon's attack by 500 points.
That still won't bring this story to an end.
I beg to differ, Kaiba boy. I think that I've just written the final chapter of your defeat. The light energy that my Toon Dragon absorbs from Shine Palace makes him stronger than your Blue Eyes. Observe.
I'm no cartoon expert, but exploding volcano biceps? That's bad, right?
Blue Eyes Toon Dragon attack! White Lightning!
Not so fast! Activate magic card! Negate attack!
So that was the card he played two turns back.
Clever move, Kaiba. But don't forget, the defensive magic of negate attack remains on the field for just one turn. Whereas the threat of my Toon Dragon will endure.
My turn now. I bought some time, but I won't be able to block that Toon Dragon's attack again. I have to destroy that comic monstrosity here and now. Otherwise, not only will I have lost this duel, but I'll have lost my only chance of winning my brother's soul back. I have to trust in my deck, for the both of us. Perfect! Go! Shadow Spell! Now not only can your Toon not move, but his attack power is lowered by 700 points!
How dare Kaiba shackle a free and wondrous spirit such as my Blue Eyes Toon? It's like imprisoning joy itself. He will pay for interrupting my fun.
Looks like Toons don't always get the last laugh. Blue Eyes, White Lightning Attack!
Hey, all right! Kaiba sent that Toon back to the drawing board.
He pulled it off. Impressive.
Now do you understand that nothing will stop me from rescuing my brother, Pegasus? Even destroying my own Blue Eyes.
Aw, Kaiba boy. Your treasured Blue Eyes White Dragons mean so very much to you, don't they? Well, as creator of duel monsters, I'm truly touched by your devotion. But when will you learn that the same devotion is not returned by the Blue Eyes? For as you'll see, they are not so loyal. Go, Dragon Capture Jar! This will make two Blue Eyes that I've stolen from you, won't it? How you must hate me.
No!
Now all of your dragon's defense points have been transferred to my jar, where they'll be at my disposal, Kaiba boy.
I can't let Pegasus steal another one of my dragons with that jar. I need to find a way to destroy it. Okay, Pegasus. I'm playing this in defense mode.
Then for my turn, I'll place this magic card face down. And bring out the Dragon Piper! Defense mode!
That could only mean one thing.
Pegasus is planning to draw my dragon under his control.
You read my mind. And soon I will make him a toon just like I did your other blue eyes. And then the fun will begin all over again.
No way. Not if I can shatter that dragon piper right here. I'm invoking the powers of the Sword Stalker. Now attack the dragon piper. Vengeance strike.
Did you forget about the magic card I just placed, did you? It's a little doodad called Doppelganger. It can copy anything on the field. I think I'll have it copy your crush card. And now I'll infect my dragon piper with it.
Oh no! But Kaiba's just declared an attack on that dragon piper. His stalker will be charging right into a trap.
And it's too late for him to do a single thing about it.
Hurry up and call up your attack, Kaiba! It's a trap!
I'm afraid this is far worse than a trap. This is a virus, and it incapacitates every one of Kaiba's monsters that had more than 1,500 attack points, including the ones in his deck.
All of my cards are becoming infected!
That's what you get, Kaiba boy, when you stack your deck with monster cards that all have more than 1,500 offense points.
I don't believe it. Kaiba's getting done in by the same card that he tried to beat Yugi with.
This can't be it.
That crush card totally obliterated his deck.
All of my cards gone. This is the only one left that the virus didn't affect. So it's the only card I can play. I've used Reborn the Monster to revive Soggy the Clown.
It's your last move, and you're going to spend it reviving a clown?